tourism spending is at over $1.3 billion each year. So there is a dollar amount, and it's quite substantial.
Because of that substantial amount of spending, the welcome mat is certainly out for tourists, according to Kim Baker, VP of Marketing with the Santa Monica Visitors and Convention Bureau. She says the city's attitude towards out-of-towners is to make them feel right at home.
We want our visitors to enjoy the quality of life that our locals enjoy, so we want to maintain that.
And that quality is recognized internationally, which makes it easier for Santa Monica to sell its attractions.
Santa Monica was named one of the top 10 beach cities in the world by National Geographic, which is a huge accolade for us, putting us in the company of cities like Rio de Janeiro, Cape Town, Sydney, and Nice. So it was really exciting, and we want to tell people about that.
And visitors are well aware of the Santa Monica brand and its offerings.
Because it's famous, well-known. Beaches, it's winter in New Zealand, so we need some sun.
Beaches, nice weather.
Just for the view, the atmosphere.
We heard the pier here and the beach is beautiful.
And despite the down economy, Baker says hotel occupancy is running at about 85%, giving the city a chance to reach perfection for its tourists and businesses.
Our wish would be that our hotels are full, our restaurants are seeing visitor business, our stores are seeing visitor business, and that, you know, our visitors are enjoying the city, you know, via bikes and via walking and having a good time and experiencing the lifestyle that we enjoy.
Ed Mertz, KNX 1070, on your corner.